lost it all. My friends, my loved ones. But in life, there's always a chance to grow from the struggle.
Come around and let you know what's up now. No album lately, so my mind is kinda up down. I still been taking care of my mama and them somehow. Disappeared from the scene and left my old team. Had to find a new approach to an old dream. And it's not to take a shot at my old team. I just want you to see, this is me. So please accept me for who I am. And please accept me for what I do. I'm just doing everything that I can, cause all I wanna be is true. So please accept me for who I am, and please accept me for what I do. Cause there's no me without you, and all I wanna be is true. Alright, and all I wanna be is true. Apologies if I ever let you down. So much didn't happen that it's hard to talk about. So many losses that my lawyer said don't talk about it. Just had to pray and keep it cool till I can walk about it. Came home, held my sister as a child. Kinda hurt me cause I could've had my own now. I lost my baby, damn it's really getting home now. I just had to learn.
This is me.
So please accept me for who I am. And please accept me for what I do. I'm just doing everything that I can. Cause all I wanna be is true. So please accept me for who I am. And please accept me for what I do. Cause there's no me without you. And all I wanna be is true.
Alright, alright.
And all I wanna be is true. I look up to the sky, Lord, why do I cry when no one is looking? Is the blame for this pain even caused by the shame of this fame I've been given? My pride don't cause me to hide my true feelings. Cause I can only be real. Hey, cause I can only be real. Oh, 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 oh. And now this is me. So please accept me for who I am. For what I do, I'm just doing everything that I can. Cause all I wanna be is true. So please accept me for who I am. And please accept me for what I do. Cause there's no me without you. And all I wanna be is true.
Alright, alright.
And all I wanna be is true. And all I wanna be is true. And all I wanna be is true.
Alright.
And all I wanna be is true.
What's up, what's up? It's Talk to Tana Tuesday right here at YizerRadio.com. Each and every Tuesday from 7 to 9. What's up, Naptown and all the surrounding towns and cities? I lost my voice over the weekend because I've been having too much damn fun. Shouts out to my daughter, keeping me busy all weekend, all her birthday parties and bashes and everything. So we here today. We got a special guest that's going to be joining us shortly. We got T.P. Hearns. He's going to be the headliner for this Friday's pre-Valentine's comedy show. And that is going to be at, get you the address. It's going to be at the ballroom and that's at 7055 East 16th Street, Indianapolis, 46219. You got Sweaty Hands. You got Little Stephanie. You got old Meech Dog from Mobile going to be in the building. Shouts out, shouts out. And can you call him? So that's how we're doing. We got somebody else on here I didn't get to see. Okay, Denise. I couldn't see her little face in the corner. So got a whole cast of comedians coming to you Friday for the pre-Valentine's Day turn up. And then those tickets are $10 in advance. So you can get with any other local comedians. Follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and get those tickets in advance. And then also, if you're looking for something to do on Valentine's Day and you're single or no, we having a comedy show with strippers. Oh, let me take that back. With the male review. That sounds more professional.
Oh, yeah, I'm about to say,
we having a male review. We're going to review the men and tell them if they should continue going on this year or if they should find them another career. I'll be honest. I'm sure they would appreciate somebody being honest to them. No, but I actually heard that Aries is the bomb. So it's Aries and Stallion. And I heard that we got a nice show to look forward to. And I'm excited. And I can't find where Nadine, I thought she texted me, but maybe she inboxed me on Facebook. There's so many messages going around. Got so many events going on. We just had our Funny First Friday on Friday. Shouts out to, for sure, the lead, Lil Stephanie, and Miss Up Close and Personal. We had a good turnout in spite of the weather. I think as it gets warmer. Huh? Please, he just called my phone. I couldn't answer. Yeah, so with that being said, we had a wonderful, wonderful show on Saturday. Friday, like I said, due to the weather, even though the weather was kind of bad, we still pulled it off. Okay, cool beans. So Sweaty Hands is on his way. He's going to come in here and join us so we can chit-chat. We can talk to T.P. Hearns. That will be our special guest for tonight. He is the headliner for this Friday show. That's going to be off the hook. I wish I didn't have to work because I would definitely be in the building. I haven't seen T.P. like 95. So this is going to be like a reunion. I get to talk to him. I ain't talked to him in a while. Shout out to all the Aquarius celebrating their birthdays. Anybody celebrating an anniversary, a breakup, a new boo, an old boo, first payment on child support, last payment on child support, whatever you celebrate today, February the 8th, we want to celebrate with you. And I did forget to do something today. Normally, at the time that my daughter was born, you scream out loud around me, and it freaks everybody out because they don't know what the hell going on. But I was in the kitchen cooking, and I 4:40 got past me. I forgot to get my granddaughter off the bus. Just so happened my daughter was pulling back up and grabbed her. I was like, oh, my goodness. I looked at the clock. It was 3:43. They bus come at 3:40. I was like, oh, shit. But she's only a block, she's a house away from the bus stop. But because she's in kindergarten, she can't get off the bus by herself, so somebody got to get her. Or they'll ride her around back to the school. You gotta wait. It's so, yeah. But she gets off the bus with my nephew, but they won't let his mom get her. I said, you see him getting in the car with me, why wouldn't it be okay for her to get in the car with him? But I understand policies and procedures, and when it comes to kids, little kids, especially that small, you don't want to jeopardize any adult doing something to a kid, because I would go to jail by my granddaughter, grandsons, kids, cousins, anybody in the family. Don't get it. Don't get it. So Mr. Handy Dandy Man done hooked the suite up. We can look at everybody right now. That's pretty cool.
About exes today.
You had a show about exes today? See, if you went over there eating, we could be chopping it up about that shit. I could talk about a bunch of their asses. But I will say this. I do not have an ex-boyfriend that I would not say hi to if I saw him. Yep. I don't hate nobody.
Really?
Really.
So y'all, you with all of them?
Everybody.
It's not a lot. One, like, ooh, there his ugly ass is. None of them?
I probably would feel like that, but that don't mean I wouldn't speak to him.
Really?
I didn't leave on bad terms. They got left on bad terms.
Oh. So that's
the catch. It wasn't a me thing, it was a you thing. So if you still mad at yourself, then hey, that's something right. You have to fix. I can't fix your problems. I only can work on mine. You had to stop and get on with me to say that. Oh, the answer's still the same. Yep. Yep. That's funny, though. That's a good subject, though. Exes.
I'm still friends with your ex's family.
Oh, are you still friends with your ex's family and why? Well, I say this, because they didn't do nothing to me. Yeah, I mean, yeah, but you can't hold nobody responsible. I can't make it. I'm still with my ex friends, family. I think I am at least.
I think I am too.
Cause like I said, I'm not the one that did anything, but take a lot of bullshit. And I decided this was the last day, baby. And I'm out. So.
Now do you go to the cookouts, the family cookouts?
I do to my ex husband's house.
You do?
I was in that family for 20-some years, so it wasn't like them. I'm still family, my kids, grandkids. My in-laws actually call. I just talked to my ex-mother-in-law today. I talk to her quite often. She's pretty cool. I mean, they all cool with me. I ain't had no problems with them. Like I said, my problem was with him. But me and him is cool. So shout out to D&T Cafe. Y'all go get y'all some food. 3716 North Sherman Drive. Support the business. It's about the business.
It's about the bag.
I ain't no hater. I'm proud of them. I'm glad they're doing okay. Shout out to Tamika, his wife. She got the Shining Star Daycare. So if y'all got kids that need some daycare, check out. They feed them real good, too. So, yeah.
Tell me about Friday's show.
Friday show was nice. We started a little late for the weather, trying to give everybody a chance to get there because, you know, everybody was paranoid. Oh, you're still going to have a show? We're still going to have a show? And I'm like, this is indie weather. Like, I done been out in worse conditions than like, it's people pick and choose where they want to go.
We've been spoiled because we'd be having these mild winters.
Well, yeah, but you never know when one real one might pop up.
Exactly.
But it's still Indiana weather. So I was just like, hey, I text my cousin. I'm like, hey, are we still on? And they haven't said nothing different. I said, well, everybody, to be continued.
Who's your headliner that night?
For sure. For sure.
Have I met her? For sure.
For sure is a guy.
Oh, yeah, he does the
clean comedy.
Okay, yeah.
Real
we got to get him in here one day.
Yep. The thing about him, he's a car salesman, and he works out of southern Indiana. So he's only here like a couple of days out the week.
Okay.
So that's why he wasn't able to come in and interview. He only come here like a Thursday, Sunday or something like that.
Oh, okay.
But shout out to everybody. The show was good. Like I said, weather permitting, I told her, I just had a conversation with one of my friends about fur coats.
Really?
And I was like, he asked me, did I have a fur coat? And I said, yeah. I said, but I don't even think I've worn my coat since I've been living in my house.
Okay.
Because there is no in Indy to go. You know, back in the day, we used to go to Studio 54.
Yeah.
You get dressed up with your fur on.
You go wore it to the Post? No.
No. I don't think I'm going to wear a fur coat to the Post.
To the Post?
No.
No.
I don't think.
But you're right. No,
I mean, if I'm coming
mother.
From somewhere with the coat on and
right.
I end up at the Post, then
but that's
yeah.
not the first
But I'm
stop.
Not getting dressed up like that to go to the Post.
That's not part of the plan.
No, I did. I had my coat on Saturday, so I told them, I mean Friday. I said, any ladies out here about a size 10? Nobody say nothing. I said, I was trying to sell this coat.
Really?
I was a 10 the last time I had it on.
Oh, got you. Okay.
It ain't happening right now.
It ain't connecting all the way through.
No, it does come
with a zipper. I just hate
right.
it.
No, and it don't. Those, you know, old school, they have a little latch.
The little latch thing.
So I don't even know where the clamp is.
Oh, wow.
One side is there, but the other side is. I don't know how to fix that. I probably could get it fixed. Take it to a line first where it came from.
That's funny. So yeah. You're a football fan. You're watching the Super Bowl? Going to the Super Bowl party?
I will be hosting karaoke on Sunday.
Oh, you okay. Karaoke?
I asked him. I said, hey, Super Bowl Sunday, y'all still there? Yeah, we having karaoke.
Really?
I said, okay.
That's
I'll be here. And I appreciate your dedication.
Hey.
I'm okay with that. I wanted to go to, I got invited to a Super Bowl party, but I ain't going to be able to make it. I told them I might be there after karaoke, because I know they still going to be cutting up.
Oh, you know, exactly, because, you know, Super Bowl Sunday, that's a party all night long.
Yeah.
And everybody calling sick on Monday.
Because the game ain't going to end until about 10:30, 11. And then with this lineup they got for the halftime show.
Yeah, right. See, this is the lineup they should have had when they had the Super Bowl in Atlanta. They should have had Outkast and Goody Mob and T.I.
That would have brought all the wrong people to the party.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I mean, they bring a Snoop Dogg and Dr.
But
Dre.
But they from the West Coast. So yeah. they at home.
Atlanta Super Bowl was at home. They could have brought the Atlanta rappers out.
Well, yeah, that's true, too. Atlanta's a little different, though.
Yeah, because I think they brought Travis Scott or somebody like what was that? Maroon 5, somebody like that. Like,
yeah,
what is this? This is ATL. Y'all supposed to turn up.
All the way up. But I'll guarantee you the city turns up, just not that halftime show.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But this halftime show is getting ready to be awesome.
I'm looking forward to that. It's going to be Dr. Dre, Snoop, Mary J. Blige.
Oh, my favorite.
Kendrick Lamar. Yeah, I'm ready. I just want to see this halftime.
Yeah, basically. That's the only thing I'm looking forward to. Looking forward to seeing. Well, I like a good game. I like a good game. I watch football. I am a Colts fan. I'm for the home team, of course. I'm for all the home teams. I cheer for the home teams. Whether they win, lose, or draw, I mean, like, hell, it's what it is.
Believe it or not, people said I'm jumping on the bandwagon, but I've always been an L.A. Rams fan.
Really?
Yeah, I got pictures of me in kindergarten with
L.A.
Rams T-shirts on. But then when they moved to St. Louis, I stopped being a fan. But then when they went back.
So you did get on the bandwagon.
Yeah, technically, yeah. When they came back to the L.A.,
That's how the Colts used to be.
Baltimore. Yep, Baltimore Colts, yep.
So, I don't know. I've been a fan of ours since we got the team, and I think it's because my favorite color is blue.
It's blue?
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was... It is blue, because I tried to match your color, but I made you purple tonight. I'm sorry. I'm about to change.
What'd you make purple?
Well, on the TV show, when it does your highlight, the thing's going to come up purple with the...
Yeah, it's blue. I remember you asking me that.
I
didn't know what you was asking for me.
I was doing that because I want everybody's little thing to match
their color.
Yeah, the color, whatever.
Oh,
so
that's tight. That's
like, yeah. So, comedy. Do you saw a documentary last night? It's called Fat Tuesday. It's a comedy store out in L.A., and it was like Black Comedy Night. So it's like, you know, Guy Tori.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know Guy Tori was so deep in comedy. Like, I thought Joe Tori, his brother.
Both of them.
Yeah, both of them. It's a good documentary. It's on Amazon.
Oh, okay.
It's good.
It's
three episodes, but it's good. I mean, they break down like Black comedy and like how Def Comedy Jam came out and how it helped with these Black comedy scenes in the comedy store. It's a good documentary though.
That's what's up. Okay, and that's on Amazon.
It's on Amazon.
And what's the name of it again?
Fat Tuesday.
Fat Tuesday.
Yep.
All
And they talk about Robin Harris. Remember Robin Harris with baby kids and stuff?
Yeah. Robin passed early. Ooh.
Yeah.
You know, I think all the legends pass way too soon.
Don't they? Yeah.
Pass way too soon.
Ernie Mac.
And it's just crazy because you just never know what inside of a person's life is like. You know, you get to see them on the stage, you see them, they funny, but you just never know what they are going through when they at home.
Right.
You know, and that's health-wise, mental, physical, financial. You just never know what a person's situation is. And then when something like that tragedy happens to them, it's like, damn.
That is true. And this is what I didn't know, though, about, they were saying like with Robin Harris and a lot of other comedians, they were saying that their diet and them consuming like almost like if you out on a road,
right?
Like a lot of these guys, like they not sleeping,
not eating right,
they drinking all night, probably doing some little extra stuff or whatever, and you know, and it can
take a toll on your
body. Take a toll on you. Oh, sweaty's outside.
Extracurricular activity.
Regular
illegal. some illegal, some illegal. But yeah, it's a lot of comedians that is just like, I miss them. Like, I wish Richard Pryor could have been here like another 20 years. Red Fox, you know, those are people that I grew up on. And not even realizing Carol Burnett was a comedian. She was just an actress to me, but then not knowing that her passion was comedy, like, wow, you learn stuff about people when you get into a different field or a different situation. I'm not feeling my voice is feeling so raspy. Like, I've been so turned up, girl. Comedy show was Friday night. My daughter had a birthday party Saturday night. Comedy again Sunday. Monday night comedy. Tuesday radio. I'm talked out. She was like, you're not going to back me up tonight? I was like, girl, you better say something that you don't need help with. I couldn't get a note or nothing out. I was like, my throat felt so dry. So with that being said, we're going to take a quick break and get back on here when Sweaty Hands get in here because we're going to be joined by T.P. Hearn around 7:30, which in like 7 minutes, so I'm gonna give y'all something to ride to while we get set up for our interview, and then we're gonna touch bases with the comedian for this Friday show, get some knowledge about what TP been doing and how he been getting along. So y'all stay tuned.
I wanna hear a beat, trying to catch sleep, trying to count sheep. Hot damn, hot water, hot shower. Hot Atlanta smoking green cauliflower. Tangerine, yeah, I call it sweet and sour. And my lawyer say it's urgent, I'ma call him in an hour. Dude, I just caught a plug and it's unplug. I was looking at Doug like, dude, that shit don't even make sense, like having fucking arguments for paying 50 extra simple barbecue. Bossing on the workers at McDonald's. I don't want to argue. Good burger should have taught you we all do. And I'm all professional and proper, but my baby mama stopped me in the meeting just to air dry me some news. Hot damn, hot water, hot shower. Hot Atlanta smoking green cauliflower. Tangerine, yeah, I call it sweet and sour. And my lawyer say it's urgent. Call him in an hour.
Yeah, hot all the flight, Louis V. flight.
Ooh.
I just made a dub and she tryna spend the night. Heard they need more, my jeans Dior. Shawty got cake if you tryna eat more. They need more, I think they need more. This is second round, I'm tryna speed more. Going stupid, going crazy. Big ass, I'm safe. Pull up lit, going 30. Pull up big, in a hurry. Shoot your shot, flex the light. Big cheese, hella nice. Chop and screw, Michael White. Paramount. Get me right, sip a Sprite. 180, that pipe. Ooh, hot damn hot water, hot shower. Hot Atlanta smoking green cauliflower. Tangerine, yeah, I call it sweet and sour. And my lawyer say it's urgent, I'ma call him in an hour.
Goddamn. Think I got a new lawsuit, I need to come see you.
What's that?
I got a new whip, you know what a car do. Turn your bitch to an Eden. She say we don't got enough room to get freaky in here, cause it's just a two-seater. Am I still considered a trick if I get her a hoopty and buy me a Beamer? I had a new case, but the judge had to throw it out. My lawyer beat it like Tina. I always find a way to get ahead with tell us when they critique my demeanor. Today I'll dress up a Republic and go get some hair from a white man's daughter. Her lips aren't big, but I'm loving it. I'll get in fake ID, I'm McLovin. BBNT like the government.
What?
Except for the cops. Boss, you start with a Glock, Danny Glover. Sip 100 if you let my cousin in. You know everybody, my cousin.
Good.
Oh, yeah, and I got to be thugging it. Because my hair can get nappy as fuck over jewelry, and I got that chocolate coloring. Well, at least, like, you know, that's what they made me feel like.
Why they make you feel like that?
I don't know. I mean, it's America, right?
Hot damn hot water, hot shower. Hot Atlanta smoking green cauliflower. Tangerine, yeah, I call it sweet and sour. And my lawyer say it's urgent, I'ma call him in an hour.
You don't want zero problems.
So tired of party. So tired of party. Just watch this.
Whatever I say to make you think. I take it back. In whatever I did. Just tell me how to fix it and I'll do that. Cause I need you back. Ever since you've been gone,
I've been running through
all these girls, they don't come back. The way you do this shit back, sing so fast, they don't do it like you.
And girl,
I know it's wrong, but I'm still perform. Your jeans before I took them off.
You
say that I wanna get to know you.
Just a tonight. Show me that, show me that.
Girl, I'm trying to make you.
You say,
yeah, yeah.
Just a boy, girl, tonight.
Oh, you got me running on you say. Got me ready to do anything and everything that you say. And it is an honor cause you got a huge thing. And if you could get it and put it in two shades, never scared, ooh-wee. I like to keep it up all night. You make me feel it in places that I never got to play inside. That is the greatest of all time. You are the greatest of all time. I like to give you a hard time. Tell me again that it's give me that, give me that, give me that.
That I wanna get to know you.
Just a boy, tonight. Show me that, show me that. Girl, I'm trying to make you juicy. Just a boy, girl, tonight. Turn around, turn around, turn around, turn around, turn around. Most of these cats can talk that money like I do. And most of these cats, when it comes to these bitches, ain't got a clue. Most of the time you can find me later with my full mind. Most of the time you can find me in the club popping these bottles.
Who cares about tonight when I own the future? So baby girl, ride out with me.
Future,
I make that booty my point of view.
Point of view.
Come and see life from my point of view.
Point of view.
I am a freak, hope that you are too.
You are too.
Crippin' a hill, what you want to.
Hey.
Smokin' and sippin' on heaven. Don't get high till we touch the moon.
Introduce me to that
music that I wanna get to know you.
Tonight, show me that.
Girl, I'm trying to make what you say, yeah.
can't get you off my mind. That's so bad. We do it like that. Then you make me say, oh. Can I get you back? And when you go, don't forget that ass. No, no, no. Oh, yeah. Oh. Ooh, too sad. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We back live right here at Talk the Tana on Tuesdays from 7 to 9. I am being joined now by Sweaty Hands. Thank you, Abernathy, for sitting in and questioning me about my exes and shit.
I know, right?
Wow, so I missed the good part.
Yeah, we have a
Who want to talk about an ex on Valentine's, though? Shit. Talk about some presents.
Y'all here playing
tic-tac-toe, huh? It ain't enough squares, though. It ain't enough squares.
Yeah, yeah, you're going to need more. We need SOS.
Well, I haven't been in a relationship in...
like that, the Mexican
did. Oh, okay. What's that?
It's been that long, about 5 years.
What's been 5 years?
Since I've been in a relationship.
Really? Look at you showing out.
Showing the
Yeah.
All day, every day. Oh, that's enjoyable. I'm going to buy myself a gift for Valentine's. Buy myself a gift for Valentine's Day. That's what I'm going to do. What's up, Sweaty Hands?
What's happening? What's going on?
You ready for the show Friday?
I'm ready for the show. Ready for the show to be on. I'm tired of comedy. I just got on my nerves. Everybody inbox me. I want to, hey, can I get 5 minutes? Can I get on the show? Like, if you see me on the flyer, don't mean it's my show.
Right.
Man, let me get 5 minutes. They sending me video clips, people from town. I'm like, look,
I'm not the promoter.
I'm just a host.
I'm promoting myself, though, when I'm on the show, though. But not necessarily the promoter of the
show. I'm ready for this show. I'm ready.
Ready.
Get it in, TP. Been waiting on this. Me and him did this show together. You probably was on the last show we did, wasn't it?
At the Elks.
Was that the Elks?
At Wild Out Wednesdays. That's the last time I seen him. I was hosting the Wild Out Wednesdays at the Elks.
Right on the show. We did a show in Columbus, too.
I don't think I was. I might have, but I feel like the last one I seen him at was at the Elks.
Oh, okay.
And that was 90.
Yeah, when you said Elks, I was going back.
That was Wild and Out Wednesday. Oh, my goodness. You
I'm
hear
trying
me?
To see if I can get Ivory in here.
You're going to have to put him on your speakerphone?
Well, one thing, I can mute him and cut him off.
You're going to need that mute button.
Yeah. Like, hold on, Ivory. We're going to commercial. I don't hear
okay.
No commercial playing.
You.
He ain't got no phone.
Oh.
What, he gonna message us? I can't wait to talk about his ass.
Ooh,
he's a fucking area. He's representing the throne. Our birthday on the same freaking day. That is so wild, but it's cool.
Oh, man. I thought it was around. So I didn't know y'all.
No, our birthday is on the same day. Same exact day, April 10th. That's
yeah,
coming
a mess
up.
Like him,
he's
a mess.
I
don't
know.
You
eating
that, Vanessa?
Taco.
You
saying,
look,
you
homemade.
Said it's taco. That's what I made.
I don't tacos. I don't care what day it is.
I made chicken and beef. I ate before I left home. I ate while I was cooking.
Yeah, I don't need tacos. Give me some of them grippos. I don't need either. Yeah, I don't need them.
Look, man.
You're not using them.
I'm like,
give me some of them grippos.
Wait,
I don't eat. I don't know what that means. Yeah, but
I wish I could be there on Friday.
What
I gotta work.
Yeah, work.
Yeah, I
hate that word.
I can't. I do too, and I can't keep taking off on Fridays. That's my. That's the money day.
You can't take off on Monday.
Nah. So this Friday we got T.P. Hearn, we got Denise, we got little Stephanie, Neach Doll,
mm-hmm,
all the way from Louisville and all the way from Cali, T.P. Hearn, and Sweaty Hands. They, of course, right here in that town, Simply Serenity, GeyserRadio.com, GeyserTV.com, the Ballroom, 7055 East 16th Street, Indianapolis, Indiana, 6219. So make sure y'all get a ticket. Go support them. It's going to be a nice free Valentine's Day show. And you know, of course, if you don't have nothing to do on Valentine's Day or nobody to do something, I will be in the comedy show with the Divas with the Mail Review. The Mail Review. Yeah, that's going to be a nice little show too.
It's going to be good for y'all.
Gonna be good for us.
Tell everybody, don't wish nobody no happy VDs. I don't say the whole word.
No happy VDs.
Happy VDs. No, that don't sound right. Can't short Valentine's Day. Just, I don't say the whole thing.
So we got Aries and Stallion. It's hosted by Gigi. Miss Poopy is your headliner. Queen Sunkle, Lisa D, Little Stephanie. And, of course, myself, Tana B. This is at Club Chaparral, 3806 East 30th Street. And for more info, you can call
17-975-9287.
That is this Monday, Valentine's Day. Show starts at 8 p.m. So we're going to give a couple of shouts out. And then me and Sweaty Hands going to talk a little more before our caller calls in. If you want to call in, ask us a question or comment, you may do so at 515-605-9800. So we got a TV show and we got a TV show and we have radio shows. So you can check us out on Sunday for Culture Kings, and that is on the SIB TV channel. Wednesday, Peppy and Snap on the One God TV channel, and Saturday, the Yizer Radio Raw on the Yizer Radio channel. And, of course, for the radio side, we have Moving Forward. That's on Sunday from 7 to 9 p.m. And on Thursdays from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. And your host is Dwayne Abernethy on that one. Got Controversy on Mondays and Wednesdays from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. And this host is Stephen B. Culture Talk Radio on Tuesday and Friday, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m., hosted by K_Marie, and then talk to Tana on Tuesday, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. And, of course, we in here talking to Tana right now. And Tana, tired of talking. My voice is going in and out. I could just feel it.
Yeah.
Karaoke singing and singing and singing and singing and singing and singing and singing. And everybody wants you to help sing with them.
Yeah, carry them on. I'm just in that moody. I've been on these steroids. I said, my trip is, I feel like I'm snapping on everybody.
Yeah.
I'm going off on the dog. Why are you next to me? All this couch.
You want to sit right here under me?
Why are you being me? I'm like, I'm sorry.
The dog asked you why you being me?
She's looking at me like, why are you being me? You probably rub the stomach and stuff. I don't feel like that. Gone.
Yeah, you movie.
I need some rest.
It's close to your birthday, too. You seem resting, according to what you said, Doug.
Yeah.
I need to get out the house.
That's what I need to do. Well, I got to go to South Beach Monday.
Monday night? Damn. Karaoke.
Yeah, Valentine's show.
I got a Valentine's show Monday. Shit, what am I talking about?
Is that a Valentine's show Monday?
With the stripper. I mean, the Mail Review.
Oh, that's right. That's right. You got that.
The Mail Review. I ain't going to call them strippers. They the Mail Review. I mean, the men is taking it off. You don't like male reviews? You go to the female reviews? No, me either. I'd rather see something that I prefer. I'm not going to fuck with it. I still want to see it, though. Hey, I'm just keeping it 100. I don't want to go see no girl shake her ass and titties. That's just not attractive to me.
That's not for me, because I'm not going to do anything with you. So I don't want to see you do all that.
I don't want to see it either, because I ain't going to do nothing with me. Ask if I borrow some money.
Okay. Got to get a couple of them ones.
After you send it out,
okay.
I'm jumping at it in some spots. I really don't particularly.
It smells like coconut.
Lysol in it. Spray it down. That's the Lysol. They get paid.
They changed their stripper names yet? The real stuff like gunshot?
I don't know.
Droopy Scoop?
Droopy Scoop. That don't sound
right. They need to be matching up.
Droopy Scoop.
I've never seen strippers with stab wounds, gunshots.
Hey, they survived and they made it.
Well, you need to change the fashion.
That maybe they got into that fashion because they like down on the street, wasn't it?
Maybe that was it.
Yeah, they ran in and didn't.
Yeah, I might want to try something a little safer, like
something indoors.
Yeah, firefight.
Oh, that is so funny.
Let me leave the strippers alone.
I thought I wanted to be one before.
I did too, till I realized one requirement was a 6-pack. I came in with that Coors Light. They like, no,
this ain't for you.
I brought it. They're like, no. Wrong six pack. They're like, oh. It's the only one I got.
I don't have the upper body strength for the pole. Now maybe if I had thought about it before I had thought about it, I might have had it or could have worked on it.
I stripped one time. It was fun. It was at Piccadilly.
Say?
Yeah. It was a non-scheduled event. They had the strippers in the room. Now, I ain't never seen strippers that couldn't dance. You know, I'm a dancer. They was up there looking like Rhythmless Nation, like they were really fighting with it. But I got a fair with my clothes on. It was up there dancing. They got to hollering, take it out. Take it out. You know me. You keep hollering.
Get off.
And a couple more drinks. It's coming out. Then I started collecting the money, and I think the dude was sitting up was getting mad. It's like, that's all money. I'm like, but they throwing it at me.
Yeah, they ain't throwing it in your direction.
You need to team up with us. I'm like, all right, we partners tonight, nigga. I'm collecting up all that money. But they couldn't dance. I was trying, and then I had a little class teaching them how to dance. How do y'all not know how to dance?
They was amateurs.
Oh, maybe that's what it was.
They had a six-pack. They had a requirement, the main requirement. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they had the six-pack.
Yeah,
so they was up there with the six-pack. I don't want them to know it. And people's like, boo. They're like, look, you know, somebody juice me up.
Take my money and buy me a drink.
Won't you get up there? You know, I'm a fool. I'll get up there like, get on up there. I got on up there.
Yeah, got your money.
They start throwing that money, and I started picking it up. That dude gonna say it was his money. Like, they throwing it at me, but it's your money. What's wrong with your man?
He felt like because he was originally a part of the script.
Yeah, because he said, they paid us to come. And you already got paid. That's the money they throwing.
And see, that's the thing. Like, so when you see like two females on the pole, like, are we splitting this money? Or who? I mean,
yeah,
my dance might be, they might be throwing it at me. And I'm like, that would be a question for like how. I'm pretty sure they got some house rules and stuff because you can't say that dollar is mine and that dollar is yours. Like, they all look alike.
I'm like, I definitely that 10 is mine. I saw the dude when he balled it up. And he was aiming it at me. He cocked back. Like, he did his Joe Burrow. Like, I want you to have that. That 10 is for you. It's for her.
That is for you. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm fine. Fascinating.
That's like bartending. I had a couple of jobs, nice places. We split the tips. I can't work here. I can't work here because I don't know your work ethics. And I'm the one making all the money, and I got to split it with you.
I never understand the whole splitting tip thing. Even in servicing, all right, waitress get the tip, and the busboy is cleaning the table.
The waitress got a tip.
The cook did all the work. He's the one that made the steak taste good, the baked potato come out right. Yeah, mm-hmm. Gets no money. But she carried it out, and he wiped off the table.
And they got the tip.
Okay. I just told the system.
I say that I do, like, when I'm on the mic, I do be saying y'all can tip y'all too, because I know y'all chicken wings is fire. You know, you can get the tip to KDJ. You know, you coming up here just putting all your breath in my face. Like, I'm going through something up here, too.
Yeah.
And spitting and slobbering and all. Yeah. Nah, not intense. You know how people start to talk and you're like, oh, shit.
That's the one that jump on your lip.
Yeah, whoa.
Oh, I hate that. Oh, man, when it landed on your lip, because your whole day messed up, you want to say something like, it just landed on my lip.
How did I fix this? I go right instantly and get hand sanitizer.
Yeah, now you go, you over here eating the hand sanitizer.
Or somebody come up to you and kiss you on the jaw. I'm like, where did that come from? What made you feel like you should kiss me on my jaw today? Yeah, I'm like, that was so rare. Like,
I go, Jimmy Curry.
I am so disappointed in you.
You can't even hear, bro. Oh. You hear?
So disappointed in me?
Yeah.
Yes, messenger.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Put it back on time.
You giving the Aries a bad name, bro. Where your phone at?
Man, I thought she was on some real shit.
That is real shit.
Your phone ain't real? You gotta have a phone in 2022.
You got a real problem. Got no phone. That's real.
You got no phone, Tommy.
So you should have been over there Saturday.
You should have sent the boys down there. He let the little snow stop it.
Oh, okay. Right.
Looking good. I see your hair.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah.
It's the exact same way you saw it last time.
And that just means each time I see you, you're still looking fine.
Well, thank you, sir.
Yeah, I mean.
We're trying to get you in here.
Thanks, Sweaty.
Oh, yeah. Now you come through loud and clear.
What up, Dwight?
Say it again.
I just talked to old TP for about 20 minutes. Man, he's a fool, man.
That's why he ain't called, because you've been holding him up.
No, that was 7 to 7. Y'all hadn't even started yet.
I started at 7 o'clock.
Hey.
He told me 7:30. I called TP to get his song. You know how I'm about getting people's songs.
Mm-hmm.
And then he got to talk about nap time. Is it going to be snowing, nigga, and all that? And I said, nah, Mr. Snow, it'll probably be some shit stacked up in some spots that you find. You're not from here now.
Okay.
You know, bring a jacket.
Bring
a
coat.
Bring some heat.
Yeah, reiterate that, Tom.
Bring a coat.
Bring a coat.
Bring a coat and sun.
And some sun.
Yeah, we need the sun. Got to have the sun. Yeah, so, Mr. Simply Serenity.
It's going good besides I'm phoneless right now, but other than that, I'm good.
Phoneless is better than
lonely. I can't complain.
So this is your first show of 2022?
Yes, ma'am, it is.
Okay, that's
well, New Year's Eve, but that wasn't a comedy show. That was a kickback to New Year's Eve. But yes, this will be the first one, yes.
Okay. Well, congratulations to bringing February in with the pre-Valentine's comedy show.
Appreciate it.
Like I was sweaty, we was trying to figure out when the last time we did a show with TP. And I think it's in one place, he think it's in another. And
I know my last one was in Columbus.
I don't think I was there, but I think that my last one.
I
haven't
him, remember, he's from there.
Yeah, he seemed like he'd be all over the place.
Literally.
But you know what? He has a buzz. People at work, people here, there. Everybody's like, I love TP. Even gospel lady to go to church was like, oh, TP? I was like, yeah, TP hurts. You know, so he's got a nice buzz. Nice buzz.
He's a buzzer.
Yeah.
And then my buzzer is jumping on stage and shit, moving and talking all fast and shit.
Yeah. Yeah. I noticed he talk a little faster than me, and I thought I talked fast.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it.
That's good. Well, that's good.
Congratulations on your show last week. I know you were contemplating, but you moved forward, and you know, so everything rolled.
Yeah, definitely.
I seen people in big chairs and doing their thing. You know, so grown up. I had the grandbaby, and I didn't have no phone. So,
see,
that's one way.
Congratulations on that.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Yep, we're moving forward. We ready for March is set up already. We got
what's the date on it?
March 4th.
March 4th.
It's the first Friday.
I have nothing after this until like May 14th. So I'm so happy.
Oh, cool. You can come out.
Yeah, so I'll be able to get out and support. And,
yep.
You know.
So our show is Denny's. She's our headliner. Mm-hmm. We got Mike Shaw, Don Mason, Wynette, and Hypnotic.
The poet?
Yeah.
Hypnotic?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That's my homegirl. She's cool people.
Yeah, I think she's coming Friday, too.
She'll be there Friday?
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't seen her since Demetrius Bruno's thing she did several years ago when she brought, what's the boy, Trent Richardson, when he came?
Mm-hmm.
And killed it. That's when I last time I saw her. So that'd be cool. That'd be real cool. Kind of, it's off subject a little bit, but what we gonna do? What's going on for April 10th? You might be 50.
Oh, baby.
Are you gonna be in the country for your birthday?
Am I gonna do what?
You gonna be in the country?
I don't know, sir. I honestly don't have anything planned.
I need some time off. But I ain't doing nothing big. I said, let me see what Tana got going on. Shit.
Probably a party somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Definitely the comedy show is going to be on, I believe, it's the April 1st, April Fool's Day.
April Fool's.
Okay.
So I'm working on putting my lineup together for the birthday show. So that's definitely going to be a bash. And I don't know.
That's what
I'm
going to
do. Yep.
Well, that's what I'm going to do. Just take it by and see what's going on. I have a May 14th 5-year anniversary show, so I didn't want to do nothing my birthday, but I just wanted to get to February, have a great time on Valentine's Day, look forward to whatever the hell, get our birthday, I knew you'd have something.
Yeah.
If you're in the country.
Yeah, I should be here. I don't plan on, I do want to go to, Colorado's questionable. We thinking about a cabin trip.
Did you say Colorado?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Didn't mean that, I didn't told you.
I know.
Everybody talking about Colorado.
420?
Yeah, 420.
My birthday. April 10th.
When's 420?
420. 10 days after. That's 410. I got to do it quickly. That's 410. And
10
days later, it's 420. And
10
days after that, it's
430. Okay. I'm talking about
420,
gang.
I'm
about to do it.
It's them brownies. It's them brownies. Leave them brownies alone.
That's why I say
that. My nigga just asked, when is that?
And some brownies.
Hey, Sweaty, you make me want to eat one. You know, I freeze them up and suck them down.
What? You do?
No, that didn't come out right.
Ooh. Do it
again. Yeah, freeze them up and suck them down.
Freeze them up.
Oh,
wow. I'm like, we still talking about brownies?
No. Definitely not the brownies.
I need a reason, Tana.
Okay.
That's not what I meant to say.
Oh, that's what you meant to say.
I thought this was
a lie. You said what you meant. No.
I wrapped them with saran wrap and froze them. Okay. And then I unthawed them, and they was flames.
Okay, that's a whole different explanation.
Yeah.
That's a whole different explanation, bro.
That's what was in my mind. I don't know where that came out of my mouth. I don't know. I'm
about
to get a beer.
Oh, now you need a beer.
Yeah, you got to wash it down. Don't check it up first.
Okay.
Hey, you know what? I forgot, since I ain't got no phone, I can carry this shit with me.
What you carrying, a laptop, a tablet?
Yes, man. I got you. I'm multitasking, sweaty.
However you keep me laughing.
And, hey, real quick, I want to send some love out to Corey Blue Street and his family. He lost his own man yesterday. So
yeah, my condolences. I seen that, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get you in our prayers, bro.
Yeah, real talk, real talk.
And we're talking about birthdays. Your birthday's next.
Yeah, my birthday is next.
What are we doing for your birthday?
22nd February or 20th?
What is that?
He's questioning your date.
20th or the
22nd? 20th. 20th.
20.
220.
You be 62, Sweaty.
It's 220.
No, it's
75.
Sweaty, the only thing I know, though, Tana, Sweaty be, you know, Sweaty, and then you'll see that nigga, he'll be looking 36 and shit.
Oh, what's he sitting Friday? I'm kicking 24 in the ass. I'll be 24 Friday, I guarantee you.
I know, but that shit's real, though.
And when the interview, I'll be looking 24 right now.
Yeah, Sweaty.
And now I'm looking like Uncle Ben's rice.
That's it, Kate.
That's right, man, that's crazy. They took all the people off the bitch. They took Angel Mama off.
Yeah.
They took everybody that was black on the boxes. I didn't see where it was
racist. They didn't take that motherfucker.
He
white.
They shouldn't have took him off no way. The people that worked hard to get their face on there.
Black back in the day.
Don't nobody know Cora Mae Smith or whatever he paid to put on there. See the people on there. And I don't know. Now I don't know how to go shopping. I'm going by face.
Right. You looking for the colors.
Yeah, look for the color section. I go over there and there ain't nobody on their color. Some white lady over there stirring soup. With no seasoning.
Just
noodles. Food don't taste right no more. I got that herb in these tastes. I need to put Aunt Jemima back on here
because that changed the whole.
Right.
You can't even hold the bottle right. You know, you got to put your fingers by the.
Yeah. Got to have it by the rag.
Or by the button.
By the what?
We're about a button.
Hey, Tommy, you do this every week. This is nice, man. I'm digging it.
Yeah.
This is your set every
yeah.
Top to Tana.
With her co-host, Ivory. Yeah.
Yeah.
I do that.
I ain't had a fucking phone.
But when you get a phone, we're going to
co-host.
With
Tana. Shit.
Yeah, you can come and co-host with me.
Once in a while?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Rub it down and slurp it up.
Suck it up.
Hey, now, Tana can get that, Mitchell.
Don't you say that shit too loud. You are at home.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, like twice. Oh, 20.
I know. My goodness.
Is that a legitimate thing you're saying, though? Because I showed mine. Let's go and see what come up.
Have you ever not known my words?
No. That's why I said, you know, you're on point. But it could have been, you know, you could have been playing. Not keeping your word. But
yeah, I wasn't
playing
like that.
Yeah, we need people on the radio show that can talk. Well, you know, you can talk.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and the crazy thing is both our birthdays are the same day, and it's a nice catch.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm cool with that, Tyler.
That area's craziness. Caught in the bag. Yeah.
I'm cool with that. Don't be talking
about
that. Where did I start? I spoke to your ass 2 times, Negro.
Who? Oh, he's been talking.
Yeah.
Oh.
Wayne.
Oh, he can see you.
He can see me. How can he see
you?
Oh, what up?
What's up, man?
Man, you funny as hell, man.
Hey, you do good business, man. I mean, the way you handled that in the beginning, we ain't had a chance to talk, but you kept your word. You did what you said you was going to do. I did my thing, and it came together, man. I just want to tell you that real quick before we see each other Friday.
That'll work.
My man. I ain't got no phone, nigga, right now, so I got to shit like this.
Oh, we just go through his pocket through your phone. His phone through here. We're going to get you a phone.
Yeah.
I'll be all right. Hey, man, I take a flip phone.
I was going to say, I got a flip phone at the crib.
I got a sidekick you can have.
No, I got a pager.
I got a BlackBerry.
I do got a pager. I still got all my phones.
Y'all know
Dewan,
my cousin, right?
Who's your cousin?
You know DeJuan, you know cuz, y'all know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So why did he tell me, he said, cuz, you know I got a bag of phones I came up on last summer. I said, cuz.
I got the hook up.
I said, just a bag of phones? He said, man, I got you. I said, man, I'm going to go ahead and try to stay on the plan for right now. Though. Damn.
He got a bag of phones. Motherfuckers ain't got no backs on them. Ain't got no...
He said they all knew, and I got a bag of phones.
A bag of phones.
I ain't got nobody a bag of phones. So if one of those matches up and it's a T-Mobile, which you say he got, I was cool because I ain't got to pay that $250.
Right.
But then they ended up working something else out, and I was able to, you know, work it out and keep my same stuff and all that. But,
well, that's what's up. Well, I'm glad... I'm glad you're going to have some service pretty soon besides
Hey, you know what though, Thomas?
Yeah,
it's so peaceful outside. If I didn't have this show coming up, I wouldn't even care for a minute. It was so peaceful. It's a show.
Yeah, because that phone is blowing right up time. All day. Right. Messages, comments, yeah. Questions. You know, I understand it. I get it. I have four events this weekend. So I know I do four events a week anyway. So I know how it can be overwhelming sometimes.
It's all
you try to get to everybody, you know, so. But,
and risk your personal life.
Yeah, that's definitely first. It should be anyway. But that's what
I'd like to sit down with you whenever we get a chance off the mic and we holler and, get, and you know, talk and do some things.
Okay. That is not a problem. My number is still the same. Yeah, I think I'm ready. What, is some tequila over there?
Yeah, tequila too.
Okay.
Take me back to Tito.
We need some tequila.
Well, normally, I'm going to say I have been drinking. Yeah, because I had that margarita. I had just made a big old thing of margarita mix for Jazz before I left the house. Okay.
You stop the bar.
I'm loving tequila.
I don't, yes. I don't care for tequila.
Okay, I don't know what I've done. I've done something wrong.
What's wrong? All right, well,
I was trying to click over like a fucking phone. I fucking lost everybody.
We're going
to
take a break so we can find out where our contact person is. Well, once again, it is Dr. Thomas Tucci, and we will be right back. We're going to take a short break, and then we're going to come back. And hopefully our second guest will be available. And we'll see you in a minute.
I stepped out of it and I got to turn in some messages.
There's something in this liquor. The air is getting thicker. Can't help but stare at you. Oh yeah, girl, what did you do to me? What did you slip up in my cup, girl? 'Cause I want you. Oh yeah, I had a little bit too much, girl. So come over here. There's something in this liquor. Oh yeah, the air is getting thicker. Oh, all I want is you. Yeah, all I want is you. There's something in this liquor, girl. I'm looking at your figure. Whoa, I just wanna see you strip right now. Baby, let me help you work it out. Oh, yeah, you look so good. I just wanna get right to it. Oh, I can beat it up lines like a real nigga should. Baby, what we doing? Whoa. Yeah. There's something in this electric sky. Air is getting thicker. I can't help but stare at you. Oh, yeah. Girl, what did you do? What did you slip up in my cup, girl? Cause I want to know. I had a little too much, girl. So I'm over here.
She know I'm nasty, yeah. She like when I pull it out and I put it all over her ass cheeks. And she don't gotta ask me.
Come on.
Yeah, I want it before we fuck and I want it nasty. She like when I tell her to spit on. Like, I get that mouth and I start trying to make her sit on. Let's go. Yeah, I was that little nigga that could take a bitch from his home. Especially if she flexible, I flip. I take both of legs, put them on her head like she a press. Then I pick her up and I slam it down on her head like I'm a ref. Like, trying to kill a pussy, call the ambulance, get I be fucking this bitch while he in that home. She got to pick me and her fuck man a fool if he don't leave. Cause bitch can't leave a nigga alone. She call me.
Baby, 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 baby.
We got London on the track.
Baby, 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 baby. She ain't fucking you better than I am. Baby, 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 baby. Baby,
real hot girl shit.
Ooh, this shit will never feel the same.
Quit talking that shit when I drop that pink, come drop that dick.
Drop that
he cooking them covers, this pussy like butter, he put it in damn near nutty.
Yeah.
He know he made it, he fucking on Megan, it's dropping his land so crazy.
Yeah.
I like to talk shit when I fuck, I need a rough nigga like the baby. When he hit the city, he gon' tap in, he gon' fly me out to put it back in. I ain't tripping when nigga pull my hat, cause he gon' pay for it to put it back in. I put one leg on the headboard, leave the other leg on the mattress. Look down at him while he's smacking, get some headshots like an ass.
Yeah, my baby like to act up when we fucking.
Uh-huh.
Aggressive freak. Smack him when we fuck, he started to laugh. He said, what's funny? Throwing that ass, he said, quit running. I'm holding it back because I don't want to nut quick. But fuck it. Really got nothing to hide. She knowing what's up with me. We started at 12:30. 3. It's hot. I'm sweating our bullets on. I need something to drink. Feel like the workout done.
Uh-huh.
I'm doing my push-ups in that push. We getting our workout on. I put a bath towel on the bed just to squirt all on it. Like, told you to stretch. I hurt not done.
Uh-huh.
That fuck up it hurt. I won't. I'm on. She like when I take a pill and take on.
Go.
I fuck that bitch so good she probably ain't even stay on. Like boom, boom, boom. Later done. Say she wanna be my baby mom. Girl, you on the right track, yeah. Put it in her face. She say she like that, yeah. She got me.
Baby, 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 baby. I make her turn it off.
Trying to have a threesome with Shanti and Nick and Dave.
We back live. Talk to Tana Tuesday right here each and every Tuesday at YizerRadio.com.
Did the song do
don't know what the hell happened. My hair went somewhere. It was like
oxygen taken out of the
Okay. Now, hey, what's up with you?
It's my man, Curtis. How you doing, man?
What's up, Curtis? I ain't no damn man. I know I sound a little raspy today.
Bro.
But I remember your face. How you been?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Big Dog is calling you. Yep. So we like he's calling Sweaty Hands. We live on the air. We got all sorts of shows coming up this weekend, y'all. We got the pre-Valentine's Day show. That is going to be at the ballroom on, let me get the exact address. It's on 16th Street, but I want to make sure that y'all got the exact address. So that is the ballroom, 7055 East 16th Street, Indianapolis, Indiana, 46219. We got Danny, Little Stephanie, Meech Dog, Sweaty Hands, and T.P. Hearn, your headliner, all the way from California. He'll be in the building. He may be joining us for a radio interview here shortly. We hope to speak to you because I will not get to make it to the show Friday. So I do want to at least say hi and tell you what's up. And so simply Serenity. Empire.com. You need to get tickets. You can also reach 317-324-8316. 317-324-8316. You can get your tickets now. They do have them available. That is the pre-Valentine's Day comedy show. And so we actually have a comedy show on Monday for all the single ladies. And the ladies that ain't single, they could be single. So if you're looking for something to do, you come and check me out. I'm in the show. I'm in the show this Sunday. I mean, Monday. Keep my days mixed up. Now I'll come back and tell you who I was on my, who's all in the show that I'm
in. People tell me I can't answer the phone. People tell me I can answer my phone.
What did he say? He don't want to miss nothing?
No, he on video. That was Meech calling.
Okay.
That's what Tyler said. But why didn't Meech follow instruction and dial the damn number I gave him?
I don't know.
He said, hey, man, somebody called me. You don't know who you are. He said, they tell me they ain't got no phone. They want to know what song I want. All that's Ivory. He want to know what song. he lost his phone. He just pick up a conversation like
and
everybody
then
knows.
No. So, okay, we got
He said he's going to call me in 10 minutes. He walking back to the house.
All right, we got Aries and Stallion. We got Aries and Stallion on Monday for Valentine's Day. It's the single ladies' night out, and that's going to be hosted by Gigi. Miss Poovy is your headliner. You got Gwen Sunkel, Lisa D, Little Stephanie, and myself, Tana B, in the building. And that is February the 14th, Valentine's Day. So and we at Club Chaparral, 06. East 30th Street, and you can get your tickets from there at 317-975-9287. You can give me a call, FaceTime me. You can Instagram me, The Real Tana B. You can catch me on Facebook, Tana Hodges, T-O-N-N-A-H-O-D-G-E-S. We got tickets for everything. Got tickets for everybody's shit. And if we ain't got the ticket, we can find somebody with a ticket.
I'm a booster.
Well, I'm a ticket booster. Got a ticket for everybody's show. And if you're a comedian, you've got a show you want to announce on a radio show, let me know. I'll give you a shout-out. Let them know where they can catch you at and how to get your ticket sales so we can all be in this shit together because you never know who you're going to need in these streets, in these streets. In the streets.
In the streets out there.
So, yeah, so that's how we doing. We got Meech Dog from Louisville. He's going to be calling in a few minutes so we can say what's up to him. He's going to be on the show Friday as well. That's going to be so nice. I just wish I could have been there. And, get them the trip. So they could be on your level. Yeah, so. You all right? You back with it?
We're going to square this ticket business away because he works at AT&T up on them poles all day and he's tired. So I'm going to handle that and I'll be back on here.
Okay.
Don't tell nobody else he's been on the pole all day. AT&T, Aston City.
I need my phone back.
Well, you do. And we still be having this conversation with the phone.
Ain't gonna fix the conversation.
Latana.
What?
Latana.
What?
You know me. It ain't like that. I don't know what's going on. I'm in the AT&T in the cold all day.
Okay.
But I'm gonna get that.
You mean one thing, but you say something else.
I mean,
yeah.
I'm
there you go. You found your people.
Come on to me to out this evening.
Woo, we didn't want you to do that either.
Now we thought you were gonna come on here and just make us laugh. You did.
Y'all. Okay, what I got? I got some summer Saturday too. Saturday's the 12th.
Yeah.
I'm supposed to be somewhere. I better figure it out before it's Saturday.
It's 2:12. I'm over here. I'm on the map.
Let me look at my calendar because I feel like I'm supposed to be somewhere. Oh, I'm work. You know what? I was supposed to be going to the sneaker ball, and I'm not going. Yeah, would anybody like two tickets for the sneaker ball?
What you got to have, Jordans?
You got to dress it. You got to have tennis shoes on and dress formal.
Wow.
I got two free tickets because I bought two tickets.
That was, how are you supposed to dress?
I got dressed in tennis shoes and stuff.
No.
She also
did. Okay, that was some new era shit. But back in the day, you put on a formal outfit. You better have some knobs on, some something.
Right.
No, not back then. Now that they got this snickerball shit, but not back in the day.
They can give it a name, then everybody go for it.
It's a snickerball.
Snickerball.
It's a snickerball.
I'm going to kickball.
Kick rocks, my buddy. That's with my people, the No Haters, the motorcycle club that I host karaoke at on Sunday.
Yeah.
So that is by No Haters MC. And I keep telling her, call her down phone. I'm on the radio. $10 in advance. It's from 9 to 2, and that's at 2990 West 71st Street.
Yeah, you know they got Jordan up front.
Yeah, so you got to get dressed up, put your shoes on, then go to the bar.
Where are your Jordan?
I got two free tickets because I'm going to end up working Saturday. That's what I got to do, and I didn't put that on my calendar, so I do need to remind myself that I am working Saturday night instead of going to the sneaker bar. No.
Got some free tickets, y'all.
Yeah, I got two free tickets. So I actually I was supposed to go to the Snicker Bar, but I'm going to a wedding in the end of February, so the 22nd I want to be here. I'm going to, my friend is getting married on the 22nd. I'll be in Vegas.
You always got a co-host.
Yep, I do.
I
come back, it won't be my show no more. Be talk to Ivory. This is Serenity Ivory. He said he ain't called him to be the butt of he always falling in like that. Falling in like that. So do we have a theme for the next show? I got some bikers doing the April show. They sponsored the April show, so I thought about having bikers. Bike comedy show. But I ain't gonna steal the idea. But since they all gonna be bikers.
I'm thinking biker choice.
That's what you
August. The white girl
titties.
Like, I'm coming in.
Okay. With an 80s t-shirt on. Right? Yep. Put it up in an 80s t-shirt. Tied a knot to the side.
Who ain't coming here?
Okay. Meech is on the line, y'all.
Oh, Meech.
813. That's Cali.
All right. There we go.
I'm trying to find my briefcase, man, where my tickets are.
Okay, where am I getting from here? Hello, hello, hello.
Hey, let's check somebody else's money.
Oh,
girl,
I'm
sorry. I just...
That was already...
What's happening
here?
Let me see.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello, how are you?
I'm awesome. How are you?
I am doing wonderful. My name is Tana B. Who am I speaking with?
Girl, Tana B, I know you. Quit acting like you don't know me. Me, y'all.
Okay, I didn't know where area code. Everybody's phone ain't in their area code where they live at no more. See, if you was calling, you would have called
me.
I know, you got an 813. Now we got a 919 popping up. So can you bring both of them on?
Lord.
Okay. Get him again. Get him right there. Uh-oh, I ain't never had four niggas on my line at the same time. Hey, what's up, TP? How are you? Maybe. Can you hear me now? TP? Meech, though.
Yeah, I'm here.
Meech, that's you?
Meech is here. That's me.
Okay, TP. Okay. It's showing he live, but I don't see him. Okay, Meech, what's up?
I'm chilling like a villain. What's going on with y'all?
Oh, you know, working as always. You ready to come see us at Indy?
Man, you already know I am, man. I can't wait, man.
I'm going to miss that show, but if y'all need some after show wings.
You said we need some after show what?
Wings.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We're going to need
wings,
that.
Chicken wings.
Yeah, I'm going
to
need that.
Yeah, so I can get to see how we are. You're going to need it. I know, right? That's
where
what's
you
going to
be at?
I ain't seen you in a minute.
I know, man. It seems like I've been in the trap all the time.
I can't stop right now. Huh?
It seems like I've been in the trap all the time.
You've been
and
in
whoever
the
trap. Said I sound dry, your mama, not you. Because somebody just texted me, so they were listening. They said I sound dry. I said they mama. Oh, man. You gonna talk bad about me?
Okay, he's like, don't do me like that.
Well, ain't nobody hype, man. Somebody supposed me to be hype, but I just got to work. I'm tired, man. I built a deck for the first time. You know what I'm saying?
Right. You got to make that money.
Gotta make that money. Then the deck ain't gonna last nothing but to the beginning of the summer because I didn't put all the nails in I was supposed to.
Oh, shit. TP. TP Hearn. Nope, his number's still showing up here, but I didn't get no response. Yep.
What are you talking about?
So you make sure you find some more nails before the... In 3 months, and
right.
Go back and put it.
Right.
No, you need nails in the deck. School
get up,
mean
I'm a sweaty head, so I know we can have a ball. Take me to 21st and Shayton.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Rough ride.
My stomping ground.
The good part of the neighborhood.
Friday night, baby. Friday night is going down. Right, I'm about to go get me a tough cedar from the Goodwill and everything.
Oh, okay.
They got some Goodwill.
Had enough Goodwill around here. The show will get you what you need.
Right.
Still out of here. I thought we was going to have TP in here, too. So you got anything exciting going on down there in Louisville that we can come in down there and support you in?
Of course. Sweaty Hair just left. I have my Wednesday night comedy showcase at the Black Jockey Lounge, downtown Louisville. Every first Wednesday of the month, it goes down. And after that, I'm bringing Barbara Carlisle to the city. The 18th
let me know
of March at the Black Jockey Lounge. Huh?
The 18th of March.
Yeah.
18th of March. Friday.
Taking off on Friday, y'all. I got to take off the first Funny First Friday. I got to get you down here on the Funny First Friday show. So I do a Funny First Friday.
Yeah, I'm trying to, man. I ain't been down there since Cobbs had me down there, man. And memories.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yep, so I'll get you in the rotation. Definitely.
I didn't even know you did that. That's good stuff, man. I didn't know you did that. I'm proud of you. Oh, you did?
I started back in January. Last Friday was my second show of the year.
Okay, where are you doing that now?
I'm at the Premier Ultra Lounge in Washington Square Mall.
Very nice place.
That's what's up. Well, let me know, man. Let me know when you got a first Friday. I'm definitely trying to go. I ain't got, that's
I
all
to
I
get
got
you
is
up.
A week.
I grab it from Sweaty Hands because I don't know if I still got you in this phone or not. So we definitely will swap out. I got this person's number though. Oh, gonna do a swap out over here. We'll call some folks up and get them in. Get them in the queue, get them ready to go. And so, okay, mm-hmm. So we can be looking forward to your show down there. I'm going to swap out my camera one night
mm-hmm.
and come down there and check you out. I do like to support
do
you.
That.
Driving to Louisville, ain't shit.
Do that.
Yeah.
Do that with
I
my asshole.
I try to get Chica Hawk to come down here, but she said I think she works on Wednesday too. So it is kind of hard for people to come down on Wednesday. I understand that.
In a week. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm wiping my crazy ass.
No, I just had to, I just had to swap one of my karaoke nights out.
Sweaty Hands came with two comedians, and they did their thing, man. And I had to call it the Naptown Takeover because they took over, didn't you, dog?
We tried to take over.
They known to do that.
We tried to get it in there.
They known to do that.
Get up. Last time I was Sweaty Hands up at that, we were with the motorcycle people. Remember the motorcycle people?
Yeah, and at the post.
I had my vest on.
yeah.
I had a church vest on.
Get on a pinstripe vest.
Yes, sir.
All right, let me check with see if TP back on here. TP. TP Hearn, all the way from Calais. Okay. So. Still showing active on the line, but we ain't getting no response from him. I don't know what's going on, but if you can hear me say, huh?
Huh?
I ain't gonna pick somebody say that. You heard me. You know exactly what I said. You just want me to repeat myself. Well, they still ain't saying shit.
Well, they might just be listening.
Hold on. Well, whoever was just hung up.
343, that's TP.
That was a 919 number. It was a 919 area code.
Was in his phone number. 919-313. All the numbers is in it.
Well, what's that 919 number? Maybe somebody else called in.
All the numbers is in his number. That's his number. He called.
Yeah, but that ain't the number. Yeah, it was a 919 area code.
That was a solicitor.
Yeah.
Yeah, getting
free
cover.
Want to know if you gonna vote for?
They could have asked a question.
Selling drugs, doing everything else.
He's doing the most, huh?
He called you and didn't even tell you who he was. He just started talking like you knew all his problems.
Yeah, he said, some dude called me talking about what's your music? And I lost my phone. I'm like, who are you? I don't know who you are.
Telling me all this information, questioning me.
Yeah, did you vote for Trump?
Both of me.
He said what?
Meech.
She brought her ugly friend.
I said vote for me. That's what I did.
He said vote for me. What's the canned goods with the ugly friend?
What canned goods?
You might remember your material. He said the canned goods with the ugly friend. He He make a lot of this shit up when he get up there.
Oh, okay.
I like that. He said the cane good with the ugly friend.
Get him free. Make a cane good and
an
ugly friend. You get
an
ugly sweater.
That's what it was, ugly sweater.
Ugly
sweater joke.
It was an ugly
sweater. Hey, man. Hey, where y'all? I hope y'all ain't got me standing. I hope y'all ain't got me standing at that hotel off of 21st and Shayton. Because that's a double,
yeah,
triple trap.
Yeah.
Oh, man. 21st
and Shayton.
My
right there around the, right by the chalk line.
They got you the same room.
Yep.
Nah.
Yeah.
I'm ready to go ahead and get on this. Y'all got to pick me up from the mega bus.
Get your raid.
I'll get on this bus, bitch.
We done been in the slum hotel.
Nah, that's where he's staying at. He's going to stay in the same spot where he was at last time. Exact same room.
Oh, my Lord.
Not in that room. At one promoter had me staying in that room, and he gonna stay in the plush room. I said, "This punk ass nigga, I'm sorry."
He was gonna stay in the same room with you. He's like, "Hey, this is
our
suite.
We share tonight.
Double beds is a suite."
Hey man, let's talk about that. Off top.
Where the cot? Where the cot at?
The cot, man. And then they put me in a room, then you have a regular bed, I'm telling you, B. They didn't have a regular bed. They put me in a room with a hospice bed.
Not a hospice.
They didn't want you to leave.
You can't get, they kill me out, cool.
Stay around.
Extended stay.
Extended stay.
Hell no.
Haunted house. I walked in there and said,
did you get a nurse? Did you get
they came to my room without. They said you need no towel. They said you need a colonoscopy. Or who? What is a colonoscopy? Get me out of here.
Hell no.
They knocked at the door. No, you need some more time. Yeah, they like the Family Dollar open at 8.
Oh, man.
You better go to Family Dollar. You see they white towels, they look all that white. I'm like, all right, who put these gray towels in here?
The laundry facility was closed. Yeah, because that's nasty. Why is it that you don't know how dirty you are till you go to the hotel?
You know,
he had the white towel, and then you be like,
you ain't got no white towel in your house.
Well, I was this dirty. What the fuck did I do?
Got white pillows. Go in and leave. They red, purple, green, blue, blonde. Now, Capers be hating y'all like, oh, this bitch, why she ain't put a rag on her head? Damn, pillow. Red,
they
blue,
charge.
Orange.
I had an Airbnb and they charged me because it was makeup on the washcloth. I said, who the fuck even wear makeup? Because I don't even wear makeup. So who the fuck was washing their face in the bathroom?
Somebody made them fake booty. They had to put their makeup on the fake booty.
I don't wear them. You know how they gotta put makeup around here when they do the.
And they gotta touch up your.
What's it called?
Your hairline.
When they gotta put the makeup around the edges.
Beijing. What?
What's the wig called?
Oh, the wig.
Front lace. Front lace. That's them front laces.
Is that the difference between lace
front? It's the same thing.
Same
two words.
I think the dudes be putting on.
No, that's actual dye. They spraying
spray paint.
They
ain't gonna get them to go.
They got a Mako face. A 99.99 special. Remember everybody's gonna get that
for the night.
And you start to sweat and that shit starts to dripping and running down. You look gray again.
Mm-hmm.
That's too much. I don't want nobody with all that fake shit on them, because I ain't bringing no fake shit. You can't. With your back to the water.
You can't even start. Hey, the first time I did this stuff, I love to play basketball. They stopped again like, why is your sweat black? I was sweating out all this stuff. I wiped my sweat off. You done dyed your hair. That's why I find that it gives me the perm and the rinse.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't do the rinse.
No, because it rinses right out.
Right. I'm out there sweating, black sweat. They thought I was dying. They're like, man, your sweat black.
you bleed black.
I'm like, yeah, I need to go to the doctor.
Yeah, I need all that. You don't get the same person you lay down with. If you wake up and there's somebody different laying there,
I'm like,
oh, what the fuck?
I dyed my hair gray on purpose. I'm like, I ain't even tripping.
You dyed your hair gray?
You wanted to dye your hair gray? Man, it's hard.
He said he dyed his gray on purpose.
Yeah.
Y'all crazy as hell, man.
I put that little skunk in there. That little peppy. She wouldn't like that.
It make you look like you got intelligence.
You look extinguished with gray hair.
You only got one streak right here. That's
it. It's one wisdom.
He's smart as fuck.
All he know is weed. He don't know nothing after that.
As long as it ain't weed.
Yeah, they weaving too.
Yeah, they putting. They
R.
Putting,
Kelly started that shit.
They putting men.
We wearing them cornrows, so he had braiding his hair. Oh,
yeah. They putting mats on them.
They got male weaving now too.
What? Yeah, they laying them down. Yeah, put you a whole set of hair up here and cut that shit up, make it look like it's yours.
You act like I don't know a DJ.
Y'all crazy.
Hey,
man, we're going to get it in this Friday, and they don't even know.
Why was I somewhere, and he was there, and it was crazy, because, you know, I know him.
Yeah.
So they was like, what is going on with his hair?
Everybody walking to me like I speak to them, like, hey, what's up with your boy Wig? I'm like, hey, man, I don't know. Go ahead.
Oh, my goodness, y'all. He is so funny. He said, he said, you know, I'm the best one they done had down here. That's why I'm back. I said, oh, okay. He's
the best one.
Oh,
I'm
what
the
fuck?
You.
Who said that shit?
Oh, my goodness, the DJ. He was feeling this stuff. He said, yeah, they said I'm the best one. You know, I be on time and everything.
He was on time.
Yeah, the time.
He wasn't on cue. You was on time.
He went on.
Oh,
nigga, what are you?
Elevator music.
Nigga had
I ain't never heard
that.
Elevator
music.
You're in the hospital room.
Yeah. Wow. He was playing stuff like you be up there saying, I go anywhere for a while.
What are you playing?
I'm a commercial. You're playing like Betty White out there.
And nigga was playing the theme of MASH and shit.
And then every now and then, he got his new equipment. He goes.
They kill me with that. They won't let everybody in the club know they got that button.
I was like, oh, my God.
He was doing something.
They gonna put that on cell phone. Pretty soon people will be talking. You're like, yeah, man, I was just about to. Take it out the vocabulary, take it out the dictionary, take it out the book.
That music gonna start echoing through the phone.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They the best one.
Yeah, me, he told me that. I thought I was
going to die. I can't believe he said
he
that.
He did. He said, yeah, they said I'm the best one, you know. I show up on time and
right.
Everything.
Right. That, he was up against Mason.
But he showed up on time, but he didn't talk to him.
He wasn't playing no music.
Everybody
was doing requests.
He wasn't playing no music at all, though.
Yeah, but, all right, dude, you got a nice little setup. Bam, come out.
Hey, look, when the Caucasian guy walked up, and he told me he was a DJ, I said, but when you going to start playing the music? He said, I ain't working. I said, what bullshit is this? And then he said, I was like, oh, shit.
His name is DJ Easy Dick. DJ Easy Dick.
Oh, wow.
And white boy.
And he was jamming, though. He was jamming. He was rapping and everything.
Yeah,
he really should have probably been a DJ.
Yeah, he was karaoke and singing.
He was doing everything.
Ice Baby, who all
anyway, he's not a rapper. I never heard, but he knew
out of
damn words.
I think it said Ice Baby.
I had a remix.
Hey, you should have hung up on you. You should have unplugged all his shit.
I'm like, all right, everybody
was out. Now, we got him a business card. That's how old boy was. I was like, do I need to Bluetooth my phone to the speaker?
Yeah.
Because your ass is everything. Himbo.
Yeah, himbo. Hell yeah. You get Dougie Fresh for 6 minutes in this one. Beatbox.
Ooh, my face hurt, y'all. I'm glad I ain't going to be there on Friday because I probably wouldn't even be able to smile Tuesday.
Where the hell are you going to be at? You got to work or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You still run the club?
I don't run shit but me.
Oh,
I'm still
bad.
A
bartender.
That's a baby tree. That's one that they just changed the decoration. It's supposed to have some hearts on it right now for Valentine's.
That's a Valentine's tree. That's the love tree.
They just switched it at the.
How long do it take to sell some tickets? Then he gonna be like, "Would you up me up on the pole still?
Okay.
Would you grease him up and slap him down? Cause you was gone for a long time.
He ain't got back on the phone yet." It is. First of all, it has hearts and shit on it. For Valentine's Day.
I wonder how many minutes.
Change the decorations.
Can we go to another room?
We're
in the kitchen.
Oh, Meech.
Yeah.
Y'all going to have a laughing at the time, right?
We're going to have a good time.
Oh, yeah.
We got some family challenge people.
Oh, y'all, check out Simply Serenity this Friday at the ballroom.
The man that talk extremely fast up there.
44.
They going to be in competition because they're going to be trying to out-talk each other, and I don't know who's going to
be. He going to be talking Southern, and TP is going to be talking fast.
Because TP talks fast than a motherfucker.
And I'm just going to be, like, talking. I'm going to be hosting real slow. This is joking. And the flow of the show. You're going to be talking fast.
Hey, man, what's wrong with him?
And this is Serenity. I'm on a show.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know what he's saying, but thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Friday show, it starts at 8 p.m. It is at the ballroom, 7055 East 16th Street, Indianapolis, Indiana, 6219. And it is hosted by Robert Sweaty and Dave.
Gay.
Featuring Meech Dog. Meech Dog.
Yes, sir.
And Danny's performing. And TP Hearn all the way from California.
Can lie.
The building. As your headliner, y'all. Make sure y'all get y'all tickets. They got DJ Flip in the building. You can call 317-324-8316 for more ticket information. Make sure you're following the comedian on Facebook, Instagram, wherever you can follow them at. Catch them, find them. Because we all got stuff on.
Everybody go live. Go follow Ivory McDonald right now.
But Simply Serenity. We got the Valentine's Day show with the Mail Review featuring Aries and Stallion, hosted by Gigi, the headliner, Miss Poopy, and Uncle, Lisa D, Lil Stephanie, and myself, Tana B. That's at Club Chaparral, 3806 East 30th Street, Indianapolis, Indiana, 46219. And for ticket info, you can call 317-975-9287. And I will have some ones for sale for y'all.
One for one?
10%. Hey, 10%. No, that's going to be a good show, though. I'm going to take about 21, so they can get 10.
Going there?
Yeah, I'm going there. Like I'm doing something.
I got old school food stamps. Still the purple, brown, and the blue, and the green. I'm going to break out. I'm just paying for a special occasion.
I wish I could.
What if I go in the store right now? They would take them. Like I got a book of 65 that I haven't just.
That's because they ain't ringing the shit up anyway.
Play that for me.
Like, show it to them. Like, look, wipe it.
Jesus, she typing the number in.
Mm-hmm. She's typing her cash app. Cash app me applying this stuff on food.
Oh, right on food. Well, that's back in the day. But it ain't even no food on the shelf for nobody to steal right now.
Why is everybody now, even me, this is the thing, everybody put their cash app out on their birthday.
Everybody needs
to. Yeah. But man, my birthday is September.
We all need help. It's community help. We all need community help. We got a fucked up community.
But I'm going to have my cash app out. I'm going to have my banner on. I'm going to have me some extra safety pins.
I ain't going to have my cash app.
Oh,
it ain't going to be embarrassing me.
What we doing for your birthday? We still got to figure out what we doing for February.
I'm going to be down in the bay.
Okay, what day is the basement on?
The 19th. No, it's a Saturday.
I'm going to a paint and sip. I'm karaoke.
Paint, sip, and come.
Paint, sip, smoke party. I'm hosting karaoke there. So after I leave the paint, sip, smoke party, then I come to you.
All right. Okay. We'll be at the Brownie High in the basement.
Started from the bottom. Now we're here.
Now we're here.
Okay.
Now we're here.
Yeah, we right. Right here.
Yeah.
We're going to go in.
Hopefully
we're getting it in and out.
Man, it's going to be the night.
Hey, I don't really think they know what's about to happen this Friday.
I don't know either. What's going to happen? What's happening?
We about to serve them nothing. Well, me personally. I'm about to serve nothing but double dick and cheese. I'm going in.
Boy.
I'm going
in. Why you want to do that?
I don't know what you're saying, but I'm telling double. I'm serving double dick and cheese. We ain't doing nothing but going in. Hey, look who's hosting the shit. And Sweaty Hands hosting, so half the time I'm just amazed at what he's about to do.
Right.
What's going down?
I already know.
It sounds like they're going to be all over you, boy.
To the left, to the
and
left.
And then guess
what?
After that, Sweaty Hands, I'm in your city. You're taking me to go get some wings. Shit.
Yeah.
I'm
we have an after party in my crib down in the basement.
Y'all not getting ready to do all that drag.
Who? You right up the street on the 465 and then the 465 over to the crib.
Y'all on East 16th Street.
Okay, that's still shady.
What building is that?
Moose Lodge.
Oh, it didn't say the Moose Lodge on there. That's why I didn't recognize what the address was. I was thinking y'all was on the west side.
It
said ballroom, so I'm thinking it's a new spot.
Oh, my God.
I know that, but we never called it the ballroom. It's always been Moose Lodge, and then you put the address.
We got it. We got the moose to scare black people away. You know we don't do animals.
Yeah.
We're doing the chicken
pool. Where the fuck is the
moose
ballroom
fire,
at?
The eagle.
You didn't hear me say that.
Yeah, we look up chicken.
I said, where the fuck is the ballroom? I thought it was something new. Yeah, y'all come straight on up, Shayla. Yeah. And then, no, because I was thinking they was on the west side, and I'm like, y'all not coming west to go northeast to get no wings to go all the way back west, because
no.
He west, he ain't just on the west side.
West.
He on the west side.
Who?
You.
I'm west.
You.
I didn't even know I was west.
Shit.
Damn.
Anything across the lobby.
Right. It went too far. What you cross West Gateway? West.
Once you cross Michigan Road, you beach.
Once you cross West. Look at him like this.
Keystone
is east side.
Yes.
Meridian.
Meridian, actually. Meridian is the middle of the city. So, yeah. We'll do Meridian.
Yeah.
It's your road.
It's going down.
It's in the house.
Don't do the east side like that.
I'm about to go in the house to go to the moon.
It ain't no...
So, trying to be, I will see you Friday.
Yeah, I have
okay,
to
well,
oh.
let me get you off the land then, baby, because I know you tired.
Yeah, I
love you, sis.
Yeah. Beach dog, I love you too, and I'll be seeing you. I'm gonna get your number from Sweaty Hands, and I'm gonna reach out to you so we get you scheduled to come up here.
Too easy.
And I'm gonna try to get down there.
Too easy. Say less. Right. I'll see y'all Friday.
All right, baby. Have a good day.
All right. You too. All right, we're still gone. Selling tickets. You was on an hour. You sold more than tickets, and we're still here waiting. We're going to be here when you get you left your phone.
Wait a minute. His iPad going to run out of battery life.
I want to listen for sound effects.
I just wonder how many people he done did this to. Just left. Just gone.
Just leave him on the phone. Right?
Gone, just gone, just gone. We got 8 minutes left. So anything you want to tell the people?
Yeah. Have a nice Valentine's Day. Have sex. It's good for you.
Oh.
Hey, it's going to be somebody who ain't going to be having sex. I ain't going to call no names. Somebody ain't going to get none on Valentine's Day. That's just how they work. Some women going to be stopping their period on purpose. You know they know how to do that.
I don't know how to do that.
Don't you, man? You do
stop a period?
Yeah, y'all know how to stop it, delay it.
Well, you can delay it, but you can't stop that motherfucker. Let you sit in the water. You fucking in the water all day.
Yeah, like, oh man, Valentine's Day this weekend.
You can't get no hot. We can't get no hot tub.
We gotta do that.
Fucking hot tub all night.
We gotta
get out. You be ready to catch it.
Murder.
I'm like, look, I've been sitting in this tub for 3 hours waiting on you. What you mean? You're still on your way.
Mm-hmm.
You done got all the fucking wrinkled and shit.
I hate that, but women be getting up like, man, it's the wrong week.
Nah, but I know how to make a motherfucking...
Birthday be the wrong week. Yeah. Anniversary be the wrong week. I'm like, well, you just full of wrong weeks, bro.
I almost just told on myself, but I can't tell on myself because somebody might actually hear this shit.
Hey, I heard what you said in your life. I was there.
I ain't gonna put that secret out. Yeah, but we got ways of delaying. You right with the delay? What's up? What's up?
Yeah, look at that, stranger.
How are you?
How you been, man?
Welcome, Marcus.
I forgot his name. It's been so long. I'm like, I know him. I can't remember his name.
His name is Lake Marcus.
Marcus,
darling. Marcus, darling. All right, y'all. So we got all these shows coming up. Y'all know how to find us on Facebook. Y'all know how to reach us on Instagram to get y'all tickets. We got the pre-Valentine's Day comedy show. We got the Valentine's Day comedy mail review show. Ooh.
We got the birthday party in the basement.
Yeah, yay.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, you after you wine, dine, and 69, or whatever else you got going on that day.
I am hosting karaoke at a sip of wine.
Sip.
No, it's not wine. It's paint, sip, and smoke.
They added smoke. They done added smoke into the paint.
Is it 420?
No, it's going
to
be 219. It's going to be 219.
Water bus.
Biggie.
The 19 is
when
my mama's water bus. So
that's
a Biggie lyric. Sorry.
I was so confused. I was like,
yeah,
the water
that's
bus?
When
like,
Biggie's mama's water
I heard,
bus.
I heard that on Biggie's song. That's a Biggie lyric.
I'm a Biggie fan.
It was so big, I ain't hear it. I believe you. I believe you. I just say, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't follow all of his lyrics.
Yeah. Like an ugly as ever have.
Yeah, that's with the hat to match.
Coochie, yeah. Say coochie down to the side.
Bring the watch filled with rocks. Now
and it's big pop. Navajos creep me in their teepee.
And I hate it when he said, I like it when the little sister would rub my back and laugh while I'm like, what kind of freaky shit was y'all on?
Nigga money.
She had the the baby sister rubbing your back while you're busting the baby sister. Yeah. It ain't even enough room in the bed. You got two other people.
That's why she got to do some rubbing. She's trying to get in there. Ain't no room in the bed. I'm just going to rub your back. Brother Couch.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, we gonna start having a dissect a song section of this show.
And good.
Dissect a song.
Take a song and dissect it. I'm with that. Because I know the lyrics. We're going to break it down. Split it up.
Let's go. We got to figure out why he said this shit when he said it. What the fuck was going on? And then you like, I was walking around saying that shit and didn't know it.
You don't want to talk about shit we be going around saying and we know what we're saying. We just saying shit.
That's another subject.
We do that shit all the time.
Still doing it.
Yeah. We be talking about, oh, man, where y'all at? I'm about to GPS it. What GPS stand for? I don't know. Just put it in your phone and go.
Go past shit.
They always tell, we got the fastest 4G LTE. Oh, I'm like, what the hell is that?
Yeah, we didn't even know the 3 wasn't fast.
Yeah. We,
now we need a 5?
Need a 5G.
Oh, that reminds me. My mama told me, I need a SIM card because I only got a 3G, and they turning my phone into a 5G, whatever that means. They just said, I need a new SIM card.
You need a new SIM card for
the new
5G. No,
baby, you need a new phone.
Not a new car.
I'm gonna go get to her phone and take it to Apple.
Yeah. He'll be glad. He's gonna lose it as soon as he get it. Look, he done lost it. Whatever we own.
Yeah, he don't know where he's
so the dude done got the ticket trying to go home. He done worked all day.
He talking him to death.
We don't hear nothing. Dog barking, refrigerator running. It's people.
Where the Maytag man is sitting. The Maytag man. None of the chicken. Like the garbage.
Damn, I still got sweating them on the phone.
About that.
They over there cutting us up.
Cause he ain't thought about us no more than he was when he was on the phone with
us. Nah, he over there even got him a drink, man.
Just fast talking stuff. All right, so y'all make sure y'all check it out. The Moving Forward radio
show. Thank y'all for
tuning
in to this Avalanche comedy
on Sundays and Thursdays from 10 to 12 p.m. And you can also call in at 5-605-9800. Well, special shouts is going out tonight to all the Aquarius and the Pisces. I ain't gonna forget you, bro. You a February baby, but you a Pisces, so you gonna end this month out for us. We live radio Yizer, YIZZORRADIZER. And we will hope to see y'all back here to talk to Tana next Tuesday. Let's see who we can get in the building and see what we can talk about and round up some stuff.
Get out of your phone. He'll be in
here. Oh, shit. Don't forget to check out the free Valentine's show on Friday at the ballroom inside the Moose Lodge.
Yes. Ballroom inside the Moose Lodge.
And Monday, Valentine's Day, with me at Club Chaparral. This is Tana B, your host. Thank you again, Sweaty Hands, for tuning in. And thank you for the staff of Yizer TV and radio.com. We appreciate you. We love y'all, and we'll see you back here on Tuesday.
We out.
Thinking about you for quite a while. You're on my mind every day and every night. My every thought is you, the things you do.